Following the Little Rock NAACP's annual MLK Marade, or March Parade, to the state capitol, the organization took to the building's rotunda to honor Martin Luther King Jr. Leaders also reminded people of work still left to be done to repair the damage of systemic racism and injustice in society.
Lift every voice and sing.
That's Little Rock NAACP Secretary Diane Charles leading attendees in song before a series of speakers condemned the official state practice of commemorating Confederate General Robert E. Lee on the same day as King. Arthur Hunt, pastor at the Hunt Memorial Cathedral in Dumas, urged that legislation be passed removing Lee's name from MLK Day.
Arkansas, our legacy is on the line. How will it look 10 years from now? How will it look 20 years from now? This is the final year to get it right.
Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola, whose city board of directors passed a resolution advocating for the separation, said he sent a letter to all 135 members of the legislature asking for an end of the dual King Lee Day. Pulaski County Judge Barry Hyde called the dual holiday an archaic and insensitive practice. And attendees also heard from State Republican Party Chairman Doyle Webb.
If Robert E. Lee were here today, he would say, separate the holidays. Separate the holidays. The time is right to do right.
Members of Webb's party in the General Assembly will ultimately decide the fate of a bill to end the King Lee holiday. Little Rock Democratic State Senator Joyce Elliott, the only active legislator in attendance, noted later that a bill will also likely have to come from the GOP.
The Republicans have huge majorities on both sides. And so obviously, you know, it makes sense that it should come from and know that we're going to have the support of the Republicans.
At the podium, Elliott recounted how the last months of her senior year in high school in 1968 were darkened by the assassination of Martin Luther King. Failure to recognize the legacy of the civil rights icon on his own day would be beneath the dignity of the state, she said. But she noted the political will must also come from common citizens.
People think being right about something is enough. And I want to remind people, being right is almost never enough. You have to actively get involved to make sure it happens.
But until any change is made, Arkansas, along with Alabama and Mississippi, will continue to commemorate an icon of the Confederacy and an icon of the Civil Rights Movement on the same day. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.